وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته. مادي برادر عباس، مرحبا بك حفظك الله تعالى. اوكي مادي برادر، بيفور اي جو دايركت تو يور كيتشن، اي وود لايك تو جيف يو سمول انتدكشن تو ميك يو ريلايز ذا سيتويشن. مادي برادر، اتس ذا فوربيدن از فور يو تو منشن ذا نيم اوف الله تعالى وذ ا واي ذات از ديسريسبكتينج ذيس كايند اوف عباده. مينز ناو all of us we agree that mentioning names of Allah Ta'ala it's a separate ibadah itself, it's a great ibadah in our religion. So this among the description of this ibadah, you need to mention the name of Allah Ta'ala with a voice. Look, this is a condition. You cannot mention, we don't call it dhikr and mentioning Allah's name if you just do it in your heart without moving your tongue and making voice. It's an example only. Same thing about the description of this ibadah, to be performed in a situation that is not disrespecting the name of Allah Ta'ala and mention his name and this great ibadah. For example, you are not allowed to mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jal while the person is doing his normal process to remove his najasa. The person not allowed to mention Allah Azza wa Jal when he is urinating or when he is doing the feces or etc. Why? Because disrespecting the name of Allah Ta'ala. Same thing, my dear brother, any other example, when the person is doing the intercourse, he cannot mention Allah Azza wa Jal, name of Allah Ta'ala, during that what situation, because kind of disrespecting this kind of a worship. These are examples for you. So the issue is connected with the respecting the name of Allah Ta'ala and respecting this kind of mention and this kind of worship. It's not about the place itself. You understand? So now imagine you are in a place that this place, it's kind of a room, and inside this room have a place where the people, they do the normal process, urine, or the urine process, or to remove their najasa in general. So my dear brother, now it's forbidden for them to mention the name of Allah Ta'ala while they are doing that process in that place, or where they are in that place itself, because it's impure place, you know, that hall and that corner. But the rest of the room, when it's tahir and pure, it doesn't have any connection unless it is impure. You understand me, you know? So the forbidden act is for you to mention the name of Allah Ta'ala in that place while you are doing the process of removing the najasa from your body. So that is the forbidden. It's not about the room or the toilet itself. No connection about that. You understand? Another example. When the person should say dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubth wa al-khaba'ith, what is the correct time and the position for the person to say Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubth wa al-khaba'ith? The answer, either before he enter the toilet, or either after he enter the toilet, or either while he's entering the toilet, or before he sit to do the process, also can. Before he remove his cloth on himself, also can. Why? Because there is no specific deal to say it's in that position only. That's why this hadith Anas came by different forms. إذا دخل دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا دخل إذا until the end. Many forms and riwayat for this hadith. This is an example. You understand me, you know? The conclusion is for you to mention the name of Allah Ta'ala, not to mention Allah Azza wa Jal, and the name of Allah Ta'ala, it depends about your situation, what are you doing. It's not about the place only. You understand? So that's why Fatwa Shaykh Mubadah rahimahullah ta'ala and other ulama, if you are in the toilet and you want to say the dua possible, and you want to mention the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, or you want to do wudu where you are performing your wudu inside the toilet, also can. But Shaykh Mubadah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, be far from the point and the place of the najas, of the amplification, and mention the name of Allah Ta'ala, no problem, even though you are in the toilet. Look, the issue is connect with that place, and to more specific, it's connect while you are doing your normal behavior in that specific place. To make it clear for you, my brother, so if this is the situation about what? About the toilet, which is include a place for the imperfections. What about when you are in a room, in a shower room, which it doesn't include that place? And normal people, they don't, they only take a shower. So no problem. You understand? No problem to mention the name of Allah Ta'ala with the way that you describe. Just I make it a bit deep for you, so for you to understand the situation in general. In case later you want to ask, what if I'm in the toilet which include a place to remove the najasa, where and when I can mention the name of Allah Ta'ala. You understand? So this is a general answer for the whole situations. Barakallahu fiqh.